And I might say right here too, some of you may have gotten this email. Do you know that they've just, I think, boy, I understand it, have just passed a bill in Congress that if you lay hands on somebody for healing, you have to have a massage license to do that. Have you heard that? You hadn't heard that yet? Somebody sent me that email the other day. And if you don't have that, if you lay hands on somebody and you don't have that license, then they're going to lock you up. Well, I don't have to have a license. If it really does come down to that, the God I serve don't have to have my hands touching you. All I got to do is pray the prayer of faith, and you can rub your own hands all over your own body while I'm praying for you, and He'll heal you. They can do anything they want to try to prevent God from healing. But let me tell you, if you repent of your sins, I can remember whenever they'd say, you know, if you lay hands on him and anoint him with oil, we're going to put you in jail. I say, okay, then I take my bottle of oil and I say, okay, here, you put this bottle of oil in your hand. Now, that's your bottle of oil. Now I give it to you. Now you pour it in your own hands and you rub a little on your own body. There ain't no law about what you can do to yourself. You can rub oil on yourself, but I can pray the prayer of faith from you right here. And I guarantee the God I serve can heal you. You know, it's where your faith is. I've got to tell y'all the wonderful praise report that we had with Rosemary the other day. Rosemary has developed such great faith. Of course, all of our ladies and men out there at the Minister Center are developing great faith, and I'm so grateful. But a person called the other day with a little, I think, 6 or 7 year old child that had been playing with a pocket knife, and they stuck the knife in their eye. Of course, they run the little child down to the doctor, and the doctor and an eye specialist both checked the eye, and they both said that the eye was damaged beyond repair. And the specialist said, we'll put a bandage over it, and y'all start figuring what kind of a glass eye you want to put in. So they called the Minister Center and got Rosemary. And the normal way of asking, we want to ask the Living Savior Ministries to pray so that the surgery will go well on the eye. Rosemary said, no, absolutely not. I refuse to pray a prayer of faith like that. The God I serve can heal that eye. Thank God for good women, you know, or men that can pray the prayer of faith. So she called upon the King of Kings and asked the Father in Jesus' name to fix that little boy's eye. And she said, Lord, you can do exceedingly abundantly above all I can even think or imagine. So I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to fix that little boy's eye. In fact, when they take that patch off tomorrow, I don't even want a scratch on the lens on that little eye. I want that eye to be perfect in Jesus' name. She said, that's my God. So the next day, they took the patch off the little boy to look at the eye, and the first thing he'd said was, I can see. And the doctor looked at the eye, and the specialist looked at the eye, and their report was, we can't even find a scratch on the eye. It was perfect. Now, see, folks, we got to learn. First of all, you got to get enough faith to learn how to pray. See, because, you know, the average person, when they call, say, oh, God, please, if it be your will, Lord, will you let that little boy's eye, let him, the surgery go well so he'll have very little pain? That's the way we pray. That ain't the way to pray. Not if the God is your God. Now, if the God, the King of Kings, is your God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, give that precious little child peace, in Jesus' name, Lord, peace, in Jesus' name, Lord, peace. Thank you, Lord, for delivering and healing that child, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Nothing is impossible with the King of Kings. He's God. We need to stop thinking like men and start thinking like God. What's impossible with man is just a piece of cake for God. I mean, you know, I think about, how many years were you down with all that sickness and disease and stuff, Randy? How many years? Right at 25 or 26 years? Here's a young man right here that took him 25 or 26 years to meet the real healing Jesus.
And the doctor said there's no cure for
epilepsy. Yeah, and of course he had epilepsy, and there is no cure for that. We know that. But Jesus can cure anything. I mean, he can deliver you and heal you. And you were having epileptic seizures. How many, even with the medicine?
Three or four
seizures a week, even with the medicine. And when Jesus delivered you 2 years ago, you ain't had a single one, have you?
Not one.
Not one. What can Jesus do? I mean, Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods. I mean, he's King, isn't he? You must serve only the Lord your God. Who can we serve? If we're His children. We serve Him and... No. We only serve Him, right? We serve the Lord. We put Him first. We worship Him. We praise Him. We talk about Him. We talk about Jesus everywhere we go, everything we do. We talk about Jesus. You know? You'll make some friends and a lot of enemies. So don't worry about it. You know, there'll be places, you'll even be like I was in the workplace. You know, it even cost me my job. Praise God. Best thing ever happened to me. You know, I can't tell you, walking in the workplace, walking in miracles will become a normal way of life if you serve the living God. I mean, it did for me. I mean, in the workplace, I serve the Lord. I mean, I started my meetings every morning with my men. Guess what the first thing we did? We prayed. And then we talked about Jesus all during the day. We worshiped Him. We praised Him. We put Him first. When you walk into a place where nobody's ever seen a miracle, never seen a healing, don't even know they exist, yet half of them or two-thirds of them profess to be Christians, and nobody's ever takes the name of the Lord in the workplace unless they take it in vain. And then you walk in the name of Jesus and said, I'm a Christian. Things are going to change around here. I'm in control here now, not the devil. I'm going to change this place in the name of Jesus. And you start kicking the devil out of people and praying for people and start getting people saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and start getting people healed. Lay hands on people in the cafeteria right in front of 30 or 40 people, and God instantly heals a woman right there before your very eyes. Hey, you start doing that, it'll change the place you work. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're Christians. We're supposed to be in control, not the devil. Right, Randy? Jesus is supposed to be in control. If we serve Him and put Him first, look what He says. If we'll serve only the Lord our God, He says, then I will bless your food and your water. In other words, everything you drink, He will bless it. Everything you eat, He will bless it. So you won't have to worry about taking no vitamins. You won't have to worry about taking no extra stuff. If you're serving Him, He will bless everything you eat and drink. And it will have everything in it you need. And it won't hurt to say a prayer like this over everything you eat and drink. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know You've already blessed this because I'm serving You. But I'm asking You to put everything in this I need and take out everything in it I don't need in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Now, I don't know how Fred does this, but one day he checking energy in this water. I told him, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm checking this water coming in here to make sure it has the proper energy levels in it. I said, oh, you can do that? He said, yeah. I said, let's go over here to the tap and get a glass of water. We did. I said, check the energy level on that. He said, he did. And he said, it don't have no energy. I said, watch this. And I prayed over that glass of water. I said, now check it again. And he did, and it was greater than anything he has in this building. Fred says, wow, I never seen nothing like this. I said, now then check this one that you got that's energized to a certain level, which he did. And I said, now, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to increase that energy level triple fold in the name of Jesus. And he checked it, and it was way up there, triple fold. I don't know how he does it. He says, wow, this is awesome. That's just like the day that I walked in down to Gatesville to a man down there that was called me, and he'd come to this church for a while. It's a 3-hour drive on Sunday to come to church. But he came up here and then for a while, and he's trying to learn how to walk in faith. He comes out of a Church of Christ. I said, unfortunately, they don't teach you a whole lot. They're nearly as bad as that group of Baptists I used to belong to. Oh, Lord, you know, it's just Christians. It's not Baptists or Methodists or Church of Christ. It's just Christians. We don't spend any time in our Lord's Word, so we don't know what He's provided for us. Because when you get in the Word, I don't care if you're Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ. This Church of Christ man, he said, Thurman, would you come down and pray for me? He'd been up here several times. He said, I'm down with pneumonia, and I'm in ICU. He said, they're supposed to let me out tomorrow. I said, can you come down and pray for me? I told him, okay, I'll come down there. 3-hour drive down there. So I get in my car the next day, and I drive all the way down there, and I get there, and they've just taken him out of ICU and put him in a room. I walk in, and I'm talking to him. And the nurse walks in, and she checks his blood pressure. She puts some thing around his arm, pumps it up and everything, and when it comes down, I see the thing stop on 135. She said, Charlie, your blood pressure is extremely high. We're going to have to probably put you on some kind of medication to lower your blood pressure. I said, ma'am, are you a Christian? Well, yes. I said, you go to church? Well, yes. I said, you ever seen God do a miracle?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.